It's time for Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. Laker Hockey Talk is brought to you by H&R Block and Parker Ace Hardware. And now with Laker Hockey Talk, here's the voice of the Lakers, Bill Crawford, on ESPN 1400.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Laker Hockey Talk. It's our summer edition, our final one in September. And in fact, the season's right around the corner. We'll have the Laker Hockey Show starting on October the 2nd, live from the Antlers, as usual. We're really happy to be back there this year and looking forward to that. But Damon Whitten is with us, the head coach of the Lakers. And I tell you what, it's amazing. Summer just flew by, and now it's time to play hockey. And the guys are on the ice. I've seen a few practice sessions. You've been out there, what, 4 hours a week, I think, with the coaches?
Close to, and not quite.
Well, it's time to go.
It is time to go. And like you said, it's amazing how quickly it comes by. And you know, talk to the players maybe a month or so ago. You know, you try to kind of touch base a couple times a summer and see how things are going and what they're up to and how their summer's treating them. And, you know, I told a lot of those guys, you know, I hate to wish away the summer, but I'm really excited to get them back. And now that they're here, it's great to have them back. You know, we've had some pretty good chance to be together, spend some different time and in some different situations, including on the ice, as you mentioned, the last 2 weeks or so here, you know, testing that first week of school. So, you know, had a chance to have the guys out to the house as well. And so it's good, you know, it's a real good feel right now. Guys are excited to be here, you know, like our leadership group, like our chemistry. Certainly it's early and, you know, things start to change when it gets a little bit more real. But no, it's really good to have them back. It's amazing how quickly it goes with hockey schools, recruiting, all that good stuff going on. It's a really busy recruiting time for us right now as well, so that takes a lot of our attention or some time out of town and out of the office. But excited to have this group, and it's been a good productive couple hours so far, and a lot of things left to put in place for sure.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of you really have no idea for. I suppose right now you're maybe working a little bit of systems. Maybe here's how we want to play defensively this year. Here's how we want to play offensively. That may be in general what you're working on right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Because of those limited hours, Bill, you know, we try to be really careful and really scripted. I mean, I guess you're always really scripted with what you want to do, but even more so now. You know, we're not going to go on the ice and use our very, you know, precious time for warm up drills or things like that. So, you know, our upperclassmen run a lot of the drills they know. It might be things we do as a team or things they've brought in from back home. So we'll kind of give them some ability to run some drills. And then when we step on, the majority of that time is spent on defensive system install, offensive system install. We got a little bit of special teams done this past weekend, and we'll have to get you know, a little bit more done here shortly because it really is limited. You know, the puck drops not long from now, and you know, we're not going to have many hours available to put our system in. So we really try to maximize every second we're out there to get our structure in place, to get our, you know, returners. We've changed quite a bit of our systems and made tweaks to our systems. So a lot of things are new for everybody, but certainly the freshmen coming in have to get used to our terminology, the way we play this level. And so again, we're trying to be very efficient in the time we get with them.
Yeah, you got quite a few freshman forwards coming in, 4 or 5 of them anyway, and 2 or 3 defensemen. And some of these guys look pretty good. I think I'm impressed by the first-year players, and what kind of an effect will that have on the culture of everything?
Yeah, you know, and that's to be determined. You know, we've tried to slow down a lot of things in terms of some goal setting for individuals. You know, a little bit of the team, you know, kind of vision and culture as well. We've tried to let the players take a lot more ownership of that this year. So it's something we're still continuing to develop and evolve as we finalize. You know, probably next week or the week after that as we move into the gameplay. But it's been good, you know, and I think allowing that little bit slower process has allowed people to be a little bit more natural, get to know each other a little bit better than maybe some last year's was a little bit rushed. So they've had a good impact so far. You know, there continues to be a little bit of a European flavor to our team, and you know, and that holds true with this year's freshmen. So again, that extra time and being a little bit more patient to let them get comfortable has been good for us. But you know, on the ice, they've done a good job acclimating. I guess even backing up for that, they've tested off the charts. You know, a couple of the guys in particular, Alex Amandel, testing was just phenomenal. Melvin Carlson tested extremely well. You know, they came in and beat a lot of our upperclassmen, which you know, is you don't love to see, I guess, in some ways, but they've put themselves in a really good place to compete for opportunities and playing time because they've shown that they're very prepared for it.
You know, I was going to mention a couple of these guys' names too. I was impressed in a couple of the skating practice sessions that I've watched. Samandals Beg. He reminds me a lot of Danny Kesmer, who played here back in the 1990s, and a very good skater, good size to him. I think he's going to fit right in for this team and play an awful lot of hockey here. And for a guy who's not very big, Nordquist is pretty good. He's pretty slick with the puck, and that's a couple of freshmen who are going to command some playing time.
Yeah, you know, and as we've talked about, we didn't lose much back there. You know, Kyle Chatham was a big part of our D-core and played a lot of minutes. And you know, but beyond Chats, you know, he was our main senior defenseman that played a lot of situations, a lot of time. So, you know, we don't have a huge class back there, but those guys both can play, as you mentioned. You know, I think Alec is really you know, exceeded what we thought early on with his testing scores, the limited time on the ice with him. He's got a lot of tools to play with. He's got the size, the skating, the puck skills. He can shoot a puck, so he's done a really good job early on to put himself in a good spot. And you know, Jacob Nordquist is a little bit different. You know, he's a little bit smaller. Mm-hmm. You know, his testing wasn't quite where, you know, he's younger too. So or actually they're same birth year, I guess, but you know, his testing wasn't quite as elite as maybe him and Melvin, but on the ice, his performance has been outstanding. He's got great vision. He skates extremely well. He moves pucks extremely well. He's been really, really good early on here, you know, and we're trying to set a competitive stage. So we see a little bit of everything there. But, you know, those are both guys who can play and contribute. So, again, as coaches, you're excited about that. We've got a lot of options back there, and we're trying to tinker with things on a daily basis to see who works well together.
Yeah, you got a new assistant coach joining you this year, too, and he is fitting in pretty nicely. Zach Sizek, I met him the other day, comes to us from Jeff Jackson's program at Notre Dame by way of Michigan State, where he played. And we talked about him last show. He's kind of a Jeff Jackson in the making, really. Third-string goaltender, Michigan State. Didn't play a whole heck of a lot. Came out of the Detroit area, very much like Jeff. And he's got that work ethic. And you can tell he's pretty serious about everything, just talking to him a little bit.
Yeah, you know, a little bit of a different vibe around the offices, you know, versus Rich's personality and his energy. And Zach brings energy, but it's a more quiet in a different way. But Zach's done a good job. He's extremely detailed, you know, very organized. He does a great job with the video side of things and putting together presentations and structure and systems, things like that. So he's taken an active role that way. You know, as we've talked about, he'll do a lot more than goaltending, but that will be a big focus. And they've gotten a lot of time together from casual meals and some goal setting from the goalie group to goalie practices. And you kind of mentioned we get the 4 hours. We're not using all of those as a team because we are using some of those for goalie practices, which we think is you know, really important and really critical. So he's been able to cover a lot of ground with our goalies early on, whether it's one-on-one or one-on-two. And that's been really productive for us. So I know our goalies are feeling really good about it and excited to have him there with that daily attention. And I think that's, you know, it's critical. It's the most important position in our game. We want to make sure those guys are getting their daily attention, daily reps, daily reminders, and I think it's going to pay some really good dividends for us.
Yeah, no knock on Terry Barbeau. What a great guy, and we miss him being around. Terry Barbeau's a great team guy, but he was only able to work with the guys, the goaltenders, maybe 2 days a week for a few hours here and there, and he did a lot of good things, and I think he had a great relationship with them. But now you've got a coach there who's there every day. And I talked a little bit to Nick Kossoff about this the other day. They do like it. They think that it's important, and they are happy with what's going on.
Well, it's the way the game's gone and evolved. And I, you know, again, when I started the process to replace Rich, you know, I didn't necessarily say, hey, we're going in a goalie direction, or, you know, getting a guy with that expertise in it. But just as it evolved and moved on, it became pretty clear through the process of that I thought, you know, that's the way I wanted to go if the right candidate was out there. And there was a few of them, both goalie guys and non-goalie guys. And, you know, really, really the unfortunate part was Terry Barbeau. You know, the way the NCAA sets up our staffing rules, you're allowed 2 full-time assistants and one volunteer assistant. And as you mentioned, Terry does a great job. He's so experienced, so level-headed, and knows the position inside and out. So that was a hard part, to lose a guy like him that I have so much respect for. My days go back with, you know, my playing days at Michigan State. Terry would come down and work with Ryan Miller. Right. So I've known Terry for years and years. years, and you know, I have a ton of respect for him, and he'll be around a little bit. You know, he's got an open invitation to be around our program, and maybe more of a little bit more of a consultant role and looking at all things big picture. So, you know, we'll see how much he's able to do that. But it was challenging that he couldn't be here as much as you know, we would like him to be, and that's again just the way the rules are set up. So it's been good. You know, said Nick and Merrick's enrollment are all responding well to the work with Zach, and again, you know, he's taping on a daily or almost a daily basis, and then clipping on a daily basis. So you know, the only thing it might be is too much at times, so we want to keep that a little bit. And the last thing, you know, as we went through that process, there was just a great article on Chicago Blackhawks goalkeeper, one of their high draft picks, you know, came over, won a World Junior Championship for Team Canada, gold medal, and he just talked about the importance Pete Aubrey had on him. When he got to the American League, he never had a daily goalie coach, and he said the impact Pete Aubrey had on him being there every day was just unbelievable for him to get to the NHL, and when he got to the Blackhawks, he went up, had success, and again, it was just, you know, just such a unique position. So I'm glad we have it, and he's doing a great job. We're excited about it.
Yeah, I guess the question on Zach Cizik would be recruiting. He hasn't had a lot of experience there, but this is a year that's probably good for a recruiter to break in, because we don't need a tremendous amount for next year. We've got a lot of guys coming back. We're a fairly limited senior class here.
Yeah, and that's, you know, it's really been held true the last couple hires there. The way, and I'm not sure any school's not. Most schools are like that now. You know, we've all got lists. You know, our list is, I think, maybe 10, 11, where there's a lot of schools now with 30-some kids committed. It's really not good for our sport and a little bit crazy out there. But, you know, we have no senior defensemen on our team. We have the three senior forwards. We have Kossoff, Nick Kossoff in net. So it is a small class, and with our commitment list, you know, we're pretty well covered up front already with guys we've had committed for a year or two to replace guys like Anthony Nellis, Gage Terrell, and Diego Cuglietta. You know, same thing on the back end. So, so yeah, it's good timing that way. And at the same time, you know, the way they handled that at Notre Dame, you know, Andy Slaggart did the majority of the recruiting, but they spent a lot of time in meetings and video. So he does have a good feel. He's been in a college program for 3 years, so he knows, you know, who can play college hockey and who cannot, being at Miami, being at Notre Dame, playing at Michigan State. So, you know, he's got a good feel that way, and will be detailed with it. So he's been out a little bit, and we'll be thrown in the fire another week or so when we go on the road to a giant showcase where we'll see thousands of kids, quite honestly.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. That'll be next week. And again, this is Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. We're going to take a break here. We'll come back. We'll kind of break down the team a little bit. We do have the Laker Hockey Show starting again on October the 2nd. That'll be live from the Antlers. Make your plans to be out and join us if you can. And that's when we'll really start talking about this team, right before we go to Merrimack. And that is right around the corner on October 6th and 7th. And we'll be back here with more Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400.
Everybody knows that H&R Block is the premier tax preparation group in the nation, but did you know that H&R Block offers year-round bookkeeping and business services that will help your small business cut costs, make profits, and streamline the business end of operations? From payroll and bookkeeping to expert tax prep and advice, see the friendly folks at H&R Block on I-75 Business Spur in the Michigan Sioux. Call 635-5970. Put H&R Block to work on your small business. You'll be glad you did. H&R Block wishes the Hockey Lakers success.
Hi. This is Scott from Parker Ace Hardware. At Ace, we make painting a simple pleasure. Ask one of our friendly, knowledgeable Ace associates about our Ace Royal Paint, a high-quality paint at a price you'll love. You'll find Ace Royal Paint starting at an everyday low price of just $19.99 a gallon. It's another reason why, from a simple start to a fabulous finish, Parker Ace can help make your next painting project perfect. Parker Ace, the helpful place. Stop by Parker Ace Hardware. We're looking forward to serving you real soon.
Stop by Parker Ace Hardware at 819 Ashman, downtown Sioux, Michigan.
And now back to Coach Witten and Bill Crawford for more Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400.
Welcome back to Laker Hockey Talk. Bill Crawford along with Damon Witten talking Laker hockey. And Damon, let's take a look at this team now. We talked a few moments ago about Alex Amandel and how impressive he's been early in camp, and young Nordquist coming in on defense. You got Mitch Oliver also joining them, trying to make this team on defense. I think Bennett Vita's back. I see him on the ice this week too. So you've got some defensemen who are back, and some of them look really good. I think Steven Ruggiero's in great shape. So is Colin Sackelman. Lucas Kybel's back. Will Rydell. Tyler Anderson. This is going to be a pretty good team on defense. fairly soon this season, I would think.
Yeah, I believe. I mean, and even going back to last spring before these guys left campus, you know, I kind of talked to him like, I think you guys should have a little smirk when you could show up there. I think we have a chance to be a really, really strong D-core unit, you know, among the best in the league and country is the goal. You know, we've got size, we've got skill, we've got a mix of everything there. But as you mentioned, you know, a guy like Stephen Ruggiero, Will Rydell, these guys are specimens. I mean, they're big kids. They're strong as an ox. They can skate. So, you know, I really think it can be a really strong group that can lead us along with returning goaltenders with all three goaltenders back. So it should be a position group that's really strong and really be an anchor for our team this season.
And goaltending, we've talked a little bit about that already, but we get three pretty good goalies here. If anything, it could get to be problematic and somebody's not going to be able to play. But you got Nick Kossoff, the senior, and then Marek Mittens and Roman Bengert. And Bengert we haven't really seen him. He wasn't eligible to play last year, but he did practice all season. And he's a big kid with some good skills. It'll be interesting to see what goes on there.
Yeah, and a winning background. You know, he came out of the Manitoba Junior Hockey League where his team ran away with it, and he was named the goalie of the year. And so, you know, he's very capable. I'm excited to see him more this season in terms of, hey, there's a carrot there in front of him. Last year, we knew he couldn't play and compete in games due to the NCAA rulings. But yeah, now there's a little bit more fire there, and that's good. You know, it's going to be really competitive. You know, we saw what Nick and Merrick can do, and there were some inconsistencies at times last year, but I love the way they finished and the compete level between the two of those guys and now the whole goalie group. You know, and again, Zach's had a couple weeks now to work with those guys and clean some things up and keep working with them. So again, I think from the back end out, we're really, really strong and excited. You know, that D-core last year was so young, and when you look at the injuries with Sockerman and Kaiba losing a lot of time, it put Will Rydell and Tyler Anderson, freshmen that we thought could maybe be, brought along slowly as 5-6s and scratch them every now and then so they could watch the game, which is always a good experience to go watch our best guys and watch the other team's best guys from up above and see what it takes to be successful. We never got the chance to do that because they were pushed into action in bigger and bigger roles due to injuries and some other situations. So now they're very experienced and they're very capable. And again, we think it's a group that can be very dynamic in terms of shutdown defenders, power play guys. It's a real well-rounded group that can be real strong for us.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how this develops. And it's going to be you're going to get a stiff test right out of the gate. You're going to go play at Merrimack, which is, we don't really know that much about them. They've got a new coach, ex-Laker coach Scott Borick at the helm. Not sure what they'll do or what they have. I suppose you would know who some of their players are, and you could go on that a little bit, but Scott's liable to put a whole new system together there and surprise you on that Saturday when you play that first game. But then you got a Nipissing College here coming out of North Bay. They'll be at home. That'll be in October. Then you go on the road to Huntsville. Then you come home against the University of Michigan on Great Lakes State weekend early in November. And, man, you're right into it, and these guys are going to have to play here.
Be ready
yeah. Right away.
Right, and we're just starting to tinker a little bit. The first week and a half here, we've really just kind of adjusted guys day in and day out, kind of keep guys on their toes a little bit, not settling into partners or lines so much. Certainly there's with everybody returning, or five guys who played major minutes that they spent some time together last year. I know we started the year with Kaibel and Sockerman as a pairing. It was before Ruggiero didn't get eligible to Christmas with the transfer. But they were really good. I thought they were best pairing early on, and then they both went out in that Denver for an extended period of time. So we finished with Sockerman and Ruggiero matching up against top lines, and they were very good. So we have some options. Will Rydell and Tyler Anderson played together for a lot of the year last year. So there's some experience, there's some options, but same thing up front. We have a couple ideas in mind of some guys who might match up well together. We've kept a couple pairs together up front for a little bit at times, but we haven't really started to settle into lines yet. We want to continue to provide opportunities for everybody and juggle things around a little bit, but it's getting really close. We got to start kind of dialing in a little bit and establishing some continuity and some chemistry, and that'll happen real quick here.
Yeah, I think goal scoring is going to be a thing. We've got to figure that out. That's probably the biggest worry area, maybe, is putting the puck in the net. But, you got a lot of guys back who can play the game pretty well and who know what they're doing and know this league. And you got Diego and Gage Terrell and Anthony Nellis, your captains. But you've got some other guys there. Max Humitz has proven he can score at this level. Braden Gelsinger. You got Hampus Eriksson back. Yuki Miura. You don't know for sure what Yuki can do. He's been hurt a lot. He missed a lot of time, but he looked good when he was playing. You know, you're going to add in some people. I think early watching these guys a little bit, I think Muka is going to be a really good player. You got Owen Guy, Violette. These guys can fit in. They're going to help.
Yeah, well, you know, it'll count on those first couple of guys you mentioned. I mean, we're going to need Diego and Anthony and Gage to drive this forward, and they're certainly capable. We've talked a couple times about that. Those three guys are going to finish near, in about the past 12 or 15 years, they're going to be three of the top scorers in the past many years. They all have outside chance of earning the 100-point club, which hasn't been done here in a lot of years. They need pretty outstanding years, so I hope they can do that. But they're going to be the catalyst for us. They're capable. They've played a ton of hockey in college hockey since they stepped on campus 4 years ago in all situations. So they'll drive us forward. But as you mentioned, you know, goal scoring, you know, we want to do a better job. You know, we want to lead the country in goals and, you know, not sacrifice D to do that. So some of these guys coming in, returners, Max Humitz, we're going to have to continue to get offensive production from Max Humitz. Gelsinger is going to have to be, you know, a little bit more consistent from the full year. He's battled injuries every year, had the great start 2 years ago. You know, we need a guy like Brian Basilico or Brendan McKay to chip in, you know, 8-10 goals, something like that, and kind of to break out a little bit. The freshmen coming in, you know, we've talked a lot about those guys like Owen Guy and Pete Viette, who were, you know, maybe the best two players out of Ottawa, certainly top five players, and that showed in their point totals as elite scorers in that league. That showed in them leading Ottawa to the Royal Bank Cup. Ashton Calder, I think, is a guy who can step in and put up points from day one. You know, and other guys, Miro had 33 goals in the North American League, which is not an easy league to score goals in, and he didn't have a lot of guys around him with a lot of points, so you know, he can do that as well. So those are all important. I think Hampus Eriksson has a chance to really take a big step forward. He's looked outstanding here early on, you know, had a really solid freshman year, didn't show up maybe a ton on the score sheet, but he's grown a little bit more into his body, he's a little bit step quicker. I think he's got a chance to have a big time year as well. So there's a lot of guys. You know, we need Chase Gamlin to come in and chip in 5-6 goals and guys that contribute from that end.
You know, there's a guy who looks like he's put on some muscle. He's gotten bigger. He looks real good in these little practice sessions you've been having, and that's Gamlin. He's a local guy. He and Calder are the two local people that we have on this team, and I think Chase looks really good.
Yeah, he does. I mean, he's improved this summer. His numbers have improved. I still think there's some room to go for him, you know, to be able to take a bigger step forward that way, you know, and to etch out a role. You know, we did some penalty kill last week, and I know Coach Sizek, who will kind of spearhead the penalty kill, he liked Chase in that role, and I think that's kind of, you know, he's going to have to embrace that. He's going to have to embrace being that third, fourth line guy, a penalty killer, but again, he can shoot the puck, he can chip in, he can skate, play hard, so there's a role waiting for him and some guys competing for those spots, but he's a guy that's going to put himself in the mix.
Yeah, a couple other guys who can help this team if they can pick up their game a little bit and compete. Ian Johnson, we haven't really mentioned him in a while, but he's back. Alex Ambrosio, I thought, did a good job for a guy who came in midway through last year. And you mentioned Brendan McKay. Here's a guy to me, gives you everything he's got usually, but he only scored one goal all last season. You got to have more production out of him than that. He's going to have to be better. He's big and strong, and he adds a physical element on the wing, but he's going to have to score some goals.
Yeah, he's had a great year, a great summer of preparation. You know, he's in the best shape of his life. He's, you know, his teammates love him. We love him. He does all the right things. We love having him in the locker room. He's a great culture guy, but yeah, I mean, it's got to be backed up by, maybe not production at a high level, but a little bit like Chase there. You know, he's going to be a third, fourth line guy. That's kind of where he is and who he is, but you got to chip in a little bit, and you got to be a plus player. You know, you got to go out and be able to shut down a line or match up against a line, be a great penalty killer, and I think Brendan's ready to do that, so we're excited to see him. Ian Johnson's, you know, maybe a little bit different. He's a little bit different cut from mm-hmm. Chase and Brendan. He does have a higher end skill package that maybe, you know, he can create more offensively. He was a big scorer in Ottawa a few years back in Kanata on a team that, you know, didn't have a lot of success, but individually had a great year. And his challenge is more finding a way to crack that top six. You know, if he's going to help you night in and night out, it's probably more as a top six forward and a power play guy. And so, there's guys. It's interesting to see those battles going on. You know, how do you fight into your role? How do you grab your role and hold on to it and really give yourself a chance to play every night? And I I think this year, having said that, you know, we're going to have a little bit more guys cycling through the lineup. We have better depth, you know, the best depth that since I've been here. And so I do think you'll see some guys, you know, moving through a little bit more regularly. We're allowed to dress an extra player this year, and that's a rule change. So we'll be able to add an extra player. I think some nights it might be a 7D. Some nights it's going to be a 13th forward. You know, kind of like it. We will keep some guys in the mix a little bit more and give them some opportunities to shine.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. They're on the ice just about every day now for various times. You're in the weight room an awful lot, too. It's early in the season. But, hey, we're back to Laker hockey. Don't forget the Laker Hockey Show does start October the 2nd. That's a Tuesday night down at the Antlers. And we'll remind you of that again on Facebook, etc., as it approaches. And, Damon, it's not very long, and we're going to be making the flight out to Massachusetts to play against Merrimack.
Yeah, and I think by then it'll be long overdue. The guys will be more than ready. As you mentioned, you know, our rules stipulate, you know, what we're allowed to do, hours and how many days a week and things like that. So, you know, I think sometimes you kind of want more, and the players want to get out there more. And as coaches, you certainly want it. You always feel like you want to be better prepared and have more time. So, you know, you don't get what you want, but at the same time, you know, it's going to feel like we're more than ready when we get out there. So guys will be chomping at the bit. You know, we'll have some decisions to make in terms of the travel party, who's going to come out there and travel with us and make that decision. But it's going to be exciting. You know, it's what a twist of fate that we'll go against Coach Boric in his next job as a head coach after leaving Lake State. Don't really have any idea what they'll be doing. We'll try to get a little bit of Providence film from his last stop and watch some of the things they do, but a little bit of an advantage for them that they'll have a little bit better scout based on what we're doing. Although, again, you know, there's a lot of tweaks to the way we're playing. You'll see some changes in our D-zone coverage. You'll see some changes in our neutral zone forecheck, you know, and try to look a little bit different with the new makeup of our team.
All righty. That's another edition of Laker Hockey Talk. Damon, thanks for doing this. We'll talk next on October the 2nd when we have our first Laker Hockey Show, and get right into things at that time as we get ready to go to Merrimack.
Yep. Thanks, Bill. It's great talking Laker hockey. Have a great day, and we'll look forward to seeing everybody real soon.
All right. That's a wrap, everybody. Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400.
You've been listening to Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. Brought to you by H&R Block and Parker Ace Hardware. Join us again soon for another edition of Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. WKNW, Sault Ste. Marie's sports leader.